Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante sitting in for Andy Shea. I am here with Bob Flounders and Ross Tucker. How we doing, boys?
Great, terrific. Jim.
What's up?
Well, first off, sitting in for Andrew P, I will make this commitment. I will not be doing any Australian accents.
Why not?
Yeah. That would actually might be funnier.
It won't be good. Let's put it that way. I'll make Andrew Shea look like a very talented man with his accent. Our show today is brought to you by DraftKings. It's down to the best of the best as we crown the football champion. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to get all of your big game bets in. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Use code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each of them up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I don't like to brag, but over the weekend I had Patrick Mahomes throwing 3 touchdown passes.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
I had the underdog in each, which was not good, but I also teased down the favorites in both, so I won that bet. Hedged it a little bit. I tried to middle it.
I thought that was the play to do, is to tease both favorites down. I thought that was a really, really the easy play because I thought they were both considerably better than the guys that were playing.
I bet each of the favorites separately, so I won those. And then, like I said, it just seemed like automatic Mahomes would get 3 touchdown passes. Anyway, how about if we talk some Penn State news and notes?
Let's do it.
All right, let's start with this. Taylor Stubblefield hired as the wide receiver coach. I think that has happened since we all last chatted. He was the wide receiver coach at Miami. Is it accurate to say that offense was a mess down there?
I think we're the only team that got shut out in their bowl game.
And by a not a Power 5 team,
no,
was it?
No, it was like Florida Atlantic or one of those Florida teams, I think, shut him out.
He also here's what I know as a layperson. He's done a lot of job hopping. The quote that I saw was known as a tactician as opposed to a recruiter, for what that's worth. Ross, do you know the guy at all?
I remember him as a player. I remember him
Purdue,
as a player,
right?
At Purdue, yeah. And in the NFL, I think he bounced around a little bit, but certainly remember him as a player at Purdue. Other than that, I don't know much. I do know that they need more production from their wide receiver position. And it's interesting because it didn't seem to me like Jared Parker did a great job with those guys this year, and yet he gets promoted and he's a West Virginia offensive coordinator now. So I don't know what that says. You know, does that say that Parker's a good coach and the Penn State receivers struggled that badly? Or is Parker not a great coach and West Virginia doesn't know what they're doing? Or is he a good play caller who's not good at teaching wide receivers what to do? I don't know. I just found it very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that Penn State is still dealing with the fallout from Justin Shorter. I think that he was the guy that when they brought him here, they thought he was going to really jumpstart the offense sooner rather than later. They had KJ Hamler, but and they like Jahan Dotson, but if you take Shorter out of the mix, and you know now that Hamler's moved on, it's the cupboard isn't bare, but it's Penn State's kind of in this position where they were 2 years ago when they need a couple guys to really step forward. Not out of nowhere, but I just remember the buzz about KJ Hamler before the 2018 season coming off his redshirt year, and you just don't know what to believe anymore. And you saw right away in the Appalachian State game that he was a pivotal figure in winning that game, and it was more of the same as it went on. But they just as far. But the questions about Stubblefield, this to me doesn't feel like he's going to be around very long. I hate to say it, but if you look at his resume, and I not that Parker leaving caught Penn State flat-footed, but I think James was in a little bit of a bind at this point by the time he hired him, and I think he knew what he was getting in Taylor, but it's all about recruiting. If he's not really known as a recruiter, you just wonder about the long-term fit.
Wide receiver coaches typically need to be really good recruiters. That's part of the nature of that position. I don't know enough to know whether or not he's a recruiter or not.
Yeah.
I do know that wide receiver is probably the weakest area on the team for next year.
Yeah.
Which is weird because only a couple of years ago, it was such an area of strength with Godwin and Hamilton and even Blacknall and those guys you thought back then. And the other thing, I mean, you know, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but I think Julian Fleming would have started for this football team.
Yep.
Like, as a true freshman, I think he would have started for a college football playoff caliber championship team. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, you know, I'm sure he'll play for Ohio State, but they got some other really good guys. So it'll be interesting.
Well, there's often the philosophical debate about what is the problem with the wide receivers. It's not just the drops.
Right.
But when Sean Clifford would apparently or only seem to throw the ball to K.J. Hamler and to Freiermuth, is it those other players aren't getting open? And is it their fault? Is it Sean Clifford not seeing them? And if getting open is the issue, is that more on the wide receiver coach or, say, the offensive coordinator, Ross?
Always a little bit of both. You know, maybe the offensive coordinator could scheme things up to get those guys open a little bit more. And maybe the position coach could do a better job of helping those guys to be a little more savvy running their routes so that they could do a better job of getting open. We'll see. I mean, it is the major question mark for the team next year. And it's weird because there's other years where I would have said, well, receiver's not that important maybe. But then you watch the national championship game and you see the receivers for those teams. And it's kind of like, holy cow, that's a bad position to not have dudes at.
I felt the dude that really impressed me was that Judy from Alabama. I just thought he was incredible.
Right. Alabama has three guys that will go in the first round. It's crazy.
That is amazing. All right, let's quickly get to a couple other news items that we have. Apparently, Shaka Toney is staying. There was no announcement, but he didn't show up on any NFL list.
But, you know, that's kind of who Shaka Toney is. He had a very vague tweet right after the Cotton Bowl saying, don't message me about my plans. I'm still making up my mind. I understand you guys want a decision, but I haven't made one. But he's been a quiet guy since he's got there. He doesn't really, you know, when he's made available in interviews, he's an interesting guy, but he doesn't really crave the spotlight. So the longer this went, I was thinking, you know, there's a good chance that he's not going to tell anyone. He's just going to let
what he did.
That's his announcement is, well, the deadline's passed and I didn't declare.
Well, what's pretty impressive is Matos, K.J. Hamler. Were we surprised that nobody else declared?
I was very surprised.
Yeah, I think Penn State was too. I think that they probably anticipated out of Castro, Fields, Toney, and Michael Mennett, and maybe Fries, I think they probably anticipated two of those guys leaving, which is why they're a little bit heavy on the scholarship table right now.
Yes. A little too heavy.
Yeah, I think that they did. And, you know, it's good that those guys are back.
Yeah.
But it's bad that, in particular for Shaka Toney and Castro Fields, they didn't have the caliber seasons that we thought they could have to propel them to go to the NFL draft. They're both making the right decision. I think they would both be late round picks, late round flyers, but they're talented enough that if they have a really good year, they could be mid round picks, maybe even a little higher than that. I think they're both making a pretty good choice.
Are there any of them, of the players that, Ross, you think made the wrong decision in returning? Say like Michael Mennett?
You know, I'm not gonna say that. I will say, though, I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before, but I did talk to one team that said they had a third-round grade on him when I asked them. You know, there aren't very many centers that go a whole lot of higher than that. He's already played 4 years.
Right.
You know, if he would have asked me about it, I would have told him to think real hard about it. But he is gifted enough that I think he could propel himself into perhaps the late first, second round conversation. And even though one team told me third round, I think the consensus was more fourth or fifth round. So it's interesting because if you go late first or second, you're going to start at some point early, right? Like they're going to put you in there and start. If you go fourth or fifth, it's like a guy in front of you has to get hurt for you to get your chance. So in that instance, even though the money is more, you can debate whether or not it's worth it from that standpoint. But going from fourth round to second round is a big difference in terms of the team's commitment in you as a player. Fourth round picks, I'll give an example. Eagles, right? I do their preseason games. Arthega Whiteside and Miles Sanders were second round picks. Those guys are going to play next year, right? Sharif Miller was a fourth round pick. He might get cut. Yeah. Like it makes that much of a difference between second round and fourth round. And Sharif Miller, by the way, might play awesome and start. I don't know. I'm not commenting on Sharif's ability. I'm commenting on your entry point goes a long way towards their commitment in you as a player.
And it's also a position of weakness. That's why I drafted you in the first or second round.
I'm laughing. It's 99.999% true except for Christian Hackenberg, who never played.
And
it's the mystery of all mysteries. I mean, just really, he never even got a shot. One shot.
Quarterback's a unique.
I know what the answer to the question is. But I'm just saying that's the one exception to the rule.
We did allude to the numbers game a little bit. There was one entry into the portal, Daniel Joseph. Any surprise there, Bob?
I don't know what that means. I think if you noticed, it happened right after I think the deadline passed and Tony was back on the team. That's right around the time. So I think he wanted to start, and I don't think he was sure he was going to start. I think that Penn State really likes Jason Awe and Adisa Isaac, and he was going to be a rotation guy, and he's probably going to try and go someplace where he can play more.
Can't blame him for that. Cannot. All right, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, and that is it for quarter number one of our show. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the linebackers as part of our Tucker's Tape position segment. Stick around. We will be right back to do that.
Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.